race.
The box?
No, like, you know, first row. Yeah. You know, they're big. Oh, my God. It usually has a couple of, like, body questions.
So we go to a baseball game. Looks like.
All right, let's watch. I get a hat. A cold color, like pink and red, right?
That's baseball.
What'd you say?
I said, what's baseball?
Oh. What's this little game I tell you about baseball?
That sounds silly.
It is. I don't know why anyone would play that stupid game. Okay. We got a player to know.
Oh yeah, we had a game like that back in Big Spill. But we used grenades.
Much more exciting.
Yep. Okay, so who's going to the stadium?
You are, right?
Sure.
Are you doing anything else?
Am I back from whatever I got? I can't go.
In wall back.
Well, they wait for you.
How are you? Oh, who is it?
You know. Well, probably the baseball
game.
Let me
call her. Yeah. Call her with a walkie-talkie.
Well, I should go find the conclave people.
Oh, you tell us about conclave people? Do we reconvene at headquarters at some time?
Well, no, I mean, there's no hurry because the baseball game's later.
Yeah. But you tell us so we can go with or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, usually you guys go wait because the scenario is much faster than the scenario is designed for. It's like, go, bam, bam, bam. Like, never take the time to go eat, right?
That's true. We should go eat.
Let's have a nice
lunch. Yeah, let's get a hot dog. We'll get a hot dog at the stadium.
It's too late. We gotta get lunch first.
Lunch?
Yeah, lunch.
I got a little something at the station house.
You got a little something?
A little something at the station house.
Keep it away from me, man.
No. I asked Dark Place
to get
us some...
I had Tinkerbell fly up the vending machine and get me something.
Some, what did I actually feel like today?
Well, I'll go get sushi.
Oh, yeah, get some fresh sushi.
Sure,
that's
I
cool.
Can get something
you
at the vending machine.
You really eat fresh sushi?
Huh?
No, what is that?
Who did you ask? Me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go to Japan. Get sushi.
Get
some fresh
sushi.
Oh.
Wait, Japan is like Japan.
Conquered.
Yeah.
Conquered.
Japan now.
So you're having the Black Flame or whatever her name is fly over to
get
fly
sushi.
Over to Japan to get you sushi.
Yeah.
Messing up the rotation of the Earth just so you can get, you know, fresh sushi.
What do I care about rotation of the Earth?
just checking.
That's a myth.
And wobble a little. True North changes, but you've got your sushi.
That's right.
You gotta have your priorities, man.
She won't write down notes, but she'll go to Japan and get sushi.
I like exploring the world.
Something can clean the windows really fast.
I'm going to have to buy the Comprehend Languages power for all my globetrotting.
I don't really want
it. Yeah. Oh, it's English. In their native accent, of course, but...
As long as you're fairly smart. People have confusing. Comprehend languages would be, like, totally...
The alien?
The alien, or, you know, ancient languages. Like, if you want to look at the Silurians. So they speak their own language that hasn't been heard for millions of years.
Yeah. But I like exploring Earth, so it's fun to go weird places and pick up the foods and...
Okay, so we eat lunch.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to check out the conclave later?
Mm-hmm.
Should we go with you? Or what else can we do? I guess I can think about these suits.
I mean, because we could take.
Yeah, then you put them back together. That's always a challenge. So what? What's you want to go?
Well, if we have a bunch more suits, we should take them away from them. And find out who they got them from, so that we can make sure they don't get any more.
Probably got them from.
Oh yeah, but they had to smuggle them in or something.
Yeah, sure they did.
It's not that hard when you're in Hawaii.
Huh?
It's not that hard in Hawaii.
Nope.
Especially in the 80s.
Nope. I got anything could be going on.
Sure.
Alright, so then you guys, all three of you go to the stadium?
I thought you were going to check out the concert later. Or earlier, before the game. Or
do we have time to go to the conclave first, or should we do that later?
Well, you don't know where the conclave is, you have to look for it.
Oh.
Ask for it. Let's go to the game.
Alright, we'll go to the game and investigate the
conclave. So, okay, I'll take you to see baseball. Now you, then you'll know what it is.
Okay, okay.
Crazy.
So you go there.
Crazy game.
What'd you say? Nope. Okay.
JPEG.
Don't dump it in!
JPEG.
It's a trap! It's a trap!
Should I open it?
It's a trap!
Open the damn picture.
Alright. So you go to the baseball game.
We'll try to get seats near
sure.
Their base.
You get seats, you know, near, so he's like a couple rows down that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you, you know, he's like, you know, he's obviously very, you know, a fan and yells a lot. He's got like a little TV he's watching.
He didn't notice us?
So he watches the game on TV and he watches the game live.
He didn't notice us?
He doesn't notice you. Are you in costume?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't notice you.
We're always in costume.
I'm kind of a dead giveaway.
He's very engrossed in this game.
The picture is downloaded.
Yeah, we see it, yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Doesn't
it
look cute?
Yeah, yeah.
Demon baby.
My son is adorable.
Demon.
Admit it.
Okay, have I seen it?
Yeah.
Coop.
Okay.
Peter.
Excellent.
Let's see.
Okay. So
kind of news program or news break and
yeah.
Showing like a little spatial thing.
Uh huh. The spatial thing.
Did the guy have the remote earlier?
Yeah, they, I guess he did. Yep, he did.
Mm-hmm. So officials at the Sunderland Corporation, Island City headquarters, held a press conference this morning to introduce the public to the first Sunderland's forthcoming fleet of commercial space shuttles.
Commercial, huh? Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Space is going to get all crowded.
On display were the Sunderland spacecraft Conrad and the SSC Lopez. Shuttle orbiters able to operate in space for up to 2 months at a time and to carry payloads of up to 6 tons. Man, that's not very much. The shuttles, capable of trips to and from the moon, are also completely outfitted with lunar exploration gear.
No!
We're going to
the moon!
Peter Pan in space.
I can't go anywhere else yet. Peace is quiet. Damn it!
You're at the bottom of the ocean.
I'm about to go destroy the shuttle. We're going to have to sabotage this.
Okay.
You have to do a Mars now.
So, you know, you kind of walk up, so now you're behind him.
Hello, Lucky Louie. Lucky Louie? Yeah.
Oh, yep, Lucky Louie. Ah, he turns.
Not so lucky now.
He gets up and turns. And I get up. Because he recognizes Rad.
Rad.
Ah, Rad.
So
So let's talk, Lucky Louie.
You're kind of interrupting his game, though, aren't you?
Screw him. He's doing one of the breaks, I said.
Between innings?
Yeah.
Seventh inning stretch.
Seventh inning stretch, yeah. I won't wait that long. Probably between the first and second inning.
Probably already rule.
Just see, well.
Yeah. See if he's calm. Calm to go to you. He goes, okay. I got a few minutes. What do you want to know, rat?
Okay. So, let's cut the crap. right to the so,
cut out all the bullshit.
Yeah, I know you were hired to kill us. So who hired you? Spread out.
Alright, let's see. Huh, interesting tactic I ran.
Get straight to the point.
Okay, I guess I can... So I guess I'll make it a 15.
Charisma?
Yeah.
15?
Uh-huh. You get 3 to get to 0.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, somebody put out a contract on you guys. It was a gang known as the Conclave.
Conclave.
I can't leave you two to any other boys, because I don't know where they are. All I have is a phone number back in my townhouse.
That'll be useful.
And then the other thing he says is, the only two things I can tell you about the Conclave are that they are very rich, and they are very crazy.
Rich and crazy, huh?
Yep, they give us all sorts of special weapons that we're supposed to take out.
And
you guys.
They didn't tell you why they want us out.
No, apparently they don't like you. I don't know why.
Me neither.
I like me.
Is
the Conclave anything made up of animals that a doctor in the 40s experimented on?
It's very possible.
It could be the dog that killed. Actually, I didn't kill any dogs. Just torture them. I didn't torture them.
It wasn't torture back then.
Yeah.
It was all a different legitimate time. Yeah. We were also innocent.
So, yeah, I'd like to get that number from you. Like, now.
What's your address? Well, it's back to the house. We can go back and get it.
I can take you back quickly and get it.
Okay. I can take you back quickly. I'd rather just drive comfortably in the car.
You should stay and watch the game. Enjoy the game. I'll be back.
Okay.
In a car, huh? I'll go with you. Sure.
Okay. See, I heard kids at school talking about bases, but I thought it was something else entirely.
You thought it wrong. Don't think that.
All that getting on third base.
Damn, kids.
What about Peter Pan?
What about Peter Pan? He's enjoying watching the show too, right?
You want to watch the baseball game, Peter?
Yeah, I hover
and
over it.
Damn, talking to
school
kids about knowing pop culture.
Well, sometimes they get
into
those dumb arguments, which is universal.
Because they're stupid.
Well, you're fat. And you're ugly. You're fat. You're ugly.
There. Yeah, I'm ugly.
You name for that.
All right.
You're fat and ugly. Oh.
So you drive over to the townhouse.
Yeah. Want to get ambushed on the way?
Yeah, that's generally degenerates into catfighting, and I win those. So Louis' townhouse sits on top of a low, rolling hill just outside the island city limits. The house is a large two-story structure in a provincial style.
Nice
well,
I have
the feeling we were all supposed to go.
Nice place
two
you
large
got there.
Trees. No, he could take them. Two large trees.
Excellent.
Stand in a small mill just in front of the
this
main
sound
entrance.
Good.
And the long driveway curves sharply into the main house and enters the connected garage.
He pointed it up like this.
Oh, yeah, he does that all the time. The townhouse appears to be heavily secured. There are bars on all the windows, and the heavy metal gate stands in front of the main entrance.
All right.
So you go in.
I wait in the limo.
Him.
I drink his drink. No.
I asked one of the bodyguard guys to explain to me what the hell's going on. Okay.
They didn't go with him?
Well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't the bodyguard. Yeah.
You can ask someone else.
Sure.
You can ask Peter. He knows.
I know what?
You would know baseball, wouldn't you?
Ask one of the ushers. Okay, so he's explaining the game to you.
Ask the third baseman.
Hey!
What's going on?
Well, I think I get that
over
part.
The game.
What?
I'm hovering over the game.
This reminds me of Sportsmaster.
I can hover over the game.
I can hit the ball, so, you know, when it dribbles over there and run around the game, fly around the game.
Are there two catchers? Wait a minute.
Big roll.
13?
Okay. So he explains the game to you, and, you know, it's fairly simple. You can, you're pretty smart, so you pick up the nuances pretty quickly.
You notice the second catcher. Pick him out, I think. You were there, weren't you?
Second catcher.
Wait, what's going on here?
It's Enrico Palazzo.
Alright, so you walk inside his house?
Yep.
You gonna wait downstairs, or?
I'll go with him.
You go to his office?
Yep.
Okay, so, he left the number in his safe. Opens the office door.
And?
And it hits the ground. And then his bodyguards open fire.
Bodyguards. That is very nice.
Two of them?
Six of them.
Six bodyguards, huh?
Let's see.
Going down like a
furniture. So make a roll to see if you see before you take, or if you're taking my surprise.
I'm never taking my surprise. I don't trust them. That's why I'm with them.
True. So I think you need a seven.
Okay.
Okay, so...
pretty tough. They're human, right?
Yep, they're human. They're not in armor.
They look tough.
Oh, that's nice.
Six gangsters and all... and they're armed with energy rifles. Oh, how strange. Okay.
Wow.
So they have the same rifles, but they don't have, like, suits. Alright. So the six of them, hiding behind furniture.
Okay.
You can knock all six of them out.
Maybe.
So you make an initial roll. Yeah, that's all beat you.
Probably only like two twos.
Do they look tougher than normal humans?
Not really. Okay, you go first.
Alright. Six of them, huh?
Why did I go beam?
Okay, I'll shoot all six. That's minus plus five, I guess.
They have a... They have cover.
There's some rules for this.
Probably not. Probably not. No, this is one table. Okay. I'll just say it's like four harder.
Four harder?
Oh,
that's pretty tough.
It's like a bottle ship, basically.
Are you there by yourself?
What?
Are you there by yourself?
Yeah, he's there by himself. We stayed to watch the game.
Yeah.
So we give them 5-5.
Oh, here. Right?
Blocky, talky.
Block. Oh, actually, I don't know. Yeah, that's small table door. I don't know if that's...
I'm just going to get the...
be trying to.
The radio communication superpower.
So, okay. They have... base of 10-10, so you need a 9 to do 2 points of damage.
9?
Yeah.
If I try to hit all 6?
Yeah, we should hit all 6.
9?
Yeah.
I think we can do 9, right?
Yeah.
Well, if I don't, I'm dead, so.
Hit any rifles.
Zero points.
Although, if 6 of them hit you, that is quite a bit of an issue.
HP. Put the zero points in,
right.
Idiot.
15.
What?
Right, so 5.
Nothing.
7 points. Knock them all out.
Well, so much for that. No, crap. Lucky Louie.
Alright.
Okay.
You win.
You asked for this. I didn't want to do this.
You win. I'll give you the... give you a note. Alright, he opens the safe and he gives you a...
Number.
Conclave, 555-9779.
I'll take all the weapons for
you. Okay?
Yeah, take the guns for the armory. Or the broom closet, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, take the guns.
I will take the guns. I'm thinking if I should get the cops here. Yeah, I should. That's the thing I would likely do. What?
If this protects us, what they did was perfectly legal.
Yeah, but it's not
there. I don't care, man. I'm a superhero. I'm above the law.
Okay,
oh, wait, sorry.
So you call the police.
Yeah.
And they come and arrest him.
Arrest him for what?
For the murder.
I just wanted to know. Are they getting charged for having weapons without a license?
And they're illegal weapons.
Murder for hire.
Even if they had a license, it's illegal.
Charge.
Yeah, but if you do that, the cops are liable to take a gun. That's what happened to our armory.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't
really matter.
Suck.
Yeah. We can give them the guns if they need them for evidence.
The monkey
gun
is far more powerful. The one
that ripped
that. Damn monkey gun. What do we do with the last guys?
What last guys? Put them in jail.
Put them in jail.
Right?
Did they get the guns from us?
Did they ask?
Well, we have to turn them in.
We could turn them in. Doesn't matter.
No.
Okay, Peter says no, so no.
Okay. I'm just saying they're already in the armory. Perfectly safe in the armory.
I don't want to get him out. Okay, that's fine.
What the hell do I need a gun for?
We don't necessarily need a gun. I'm thinking that one day maybe we need to arm the Lost Boys. You know, whatever.
Wait, is that militia? Isn't that illegal?
Yeah, truly.
Well, then we get Red to build us a gun.
Right there, man, right there.
He claims to be all smart.
Be ready.
I can design them, I can build them.
Well, what good are you then?
I have the right skills.
After you design them, can't Fulton make them?
Fulton is not a gadgeteer.
He's not a gadget guy anymore.
He's Indiana Jones.
But I thought he had the gadget skills still.
Nope, I didn't give it to him. He could buy it. There are a few skills I didn't give him.
Didn't somebody have the gadget skill?
Nope. Well, no. Actually,
if I use Kevin's background he gave me, I have it.
Have what?
Gadget here.
Good
gadget.
No.
Well, you're like me.
You didn't build it.
Right? So did you design it?
No, I think she's like a teenager. She's probably like, you know, joyriding.
So, yeah. All right. Can we trace this number to an address? I go to, like,
sure.
You know, a telephone company or something.
Okay. So you trace the number to a...
Warehouse?
No, a flat, like an apartment. In the seedier section of town.
Seedy?
Which, in, you know, Hawaii, not very seedy.
Yeah.
For Hawaii.
Pretty seedy.
Yeah.
What you want the power cable
cat? Like Jaws 2? Or,
Who's gonna go?
Empire.
Let's go.
Mylox. The game's over, right?
The game's over.
Yeah, by the time you get back, because, you know, please
really?
And everything.
Yeah.
By the time you get back, the game's over.
Who won?
Let me see. Ooh. So, 76, Island City won.
Ooh, we won.
Yay! How are the hot dogs? Pretty good?
Yeah, they're alright.
Yeah. You fat better.
And how about traffic on the way back? Pretty bad.
Too much air traffic?
Yeah, there's no traffic.
This damn, private jets.
You know, I feel like we should really get into the spirit of the game.
Sure.
Spirit of the game.
Hey, you still hungry, Donald, when we get back? Want to go have dinner with Woo?
I don't eat.
Don't eat.
Well, I guess I eat sometimes. Just
sure.
Just for the sake of eating.
Just for the taste.
Yeah.
She doesn't actually need it to process. I mean, she doesn't need it for the energy. But she can eat.
So, you get twice the amount of nutrients if you eat. That's why you're so,
No, no, it isn't just.
What's the quote from Little Nicky about putting the chicken down your neck hole?
Forget. I don't know.
I saw it.
I don't remember.
I remember it was really bad.
The what?
Little Nicky.
Adam Sandler.
That's the slide down your neck hole. I think.
Well, it's not a movie.
Throat hole.
It was throat hole.
Now I need to
Adam Sandler movies I like. I like Happy Gilmore. I like Billy Madison. I like The Waterboy.
Well, you gotta like The Waterboy. Brilliant.
It's okay.
Brilliant.
It's got the big show on there.
It's true.
Or the giant that she was known back then. So, okay. Anyway, want to go check out this flat?
Sure. Go.
We don't need a warrant. We're superheroes.
True. Go kick some ass. Okay. So you go there. Yeah, we should do more stuff like this ballgame.
Sure.
Yeah.
Team building.
We need more team building exercises.
Is Waterworld still around?
Yeah.
Really? Wow, yeah. 150 years.
I think they have to rebuild it by now, but yeah.
Is the Rad Rice still there?
No.
Did they take it off? Oh, the bastard! That's your back now. Tell them to, God. Bastards.
You have a ride named after you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I used to be cool. I used to be rad, you know.
You used to be smart, too, I hear.
Oh, I'm almost as smart now.
You know, just expect it.
Yeah, I just need to train myself again.
Okay. So you go there. It's a, you know, sort of rundown building.
Okay.
What do you do? Go peek inside the window. Go up to the door, knock. Bust it in.
Actually, can we
face to the wall? Oh,
can we get a record of all the calls that have come out of this number? Like, who they call?
Yeah, like what time?
In the last month or so.
Now you gotta swallow it. Tilt your head back and let the beat slide down your throat hole.
That's from IMDb?
Make a...
I don't know. I put the entire script for a little bit on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're dragging your butt on the carpet, Cat.
Itchy.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Oh, okay.
Detective 60. Okay. So you get a list of phone numbers. So basically, it looks like people are calling that number
by the
every couple hours.
Okay.
There's a full call, and it's from like different numbers.
Can we track these?
But the calls are all, you know, more than 5 seconds long, so it's answering it.
Yeah, like, you know, whatever, a minute, a couple, 2 minutes.
Can we track these addresses?
Which one? 16. I say you need the 13. Sure. I mean, they're mostly payphones.
Great.
Yeah, no surprise.
All right. Let's go check out the flat.
Okay.
Hey, damn, we don't have database yet.
Let me jiggle the doorknob. Hey, look, it's open.
Open it.
I don't know, just a text. Put it in your mouth and let it slide down your throat hole.
Yeah, I heard you say it.
Yeah, we heard it.
Well, I wanted you to have the exact quote. You know, do you want to save that in the file somewhere?
Not really.
Can you get away?
No.
Okay, so
check
you open the door. It's like studio apartment. It's pretty empty. There's like a table with a answering machine and a phone.
Okay.
And there's for some reason there's a TV that's on and there's like some playing right now.
This module rider really needs to get alive.
More about space shuttles. I have to go up to the moon and sabotage.
Well, maybe he's a TV salesman.
Yeah. So, once again, it's showing Jackass's show.
Kuman,
moment by moment.
We don't change the channel this time.
I'll go to commercial. Welcome to Moment by Moment. I'm Jackass. On tonight's program, we take a look at the situation in Afghanistan, the forgotten war zone, a stupefyingly appalling situation. Joining me in the studio is Professor Wallace Deaver, an expert on German affairs from Metropolis University. Let's start with a big question, Professor. How many men do the Germans currently have committed in Afghanistan? What sort of losses are they experiencing?
Why would Germany care about Afghanistan?
Because Russia used to. Because they have most of the Middle East. And Russia is now Germany.
The reason the Russians are in Afghanistan in 85 is it's a buffer state.
Yeah.
It's not a buffer state for Germany.
Maybe they took over.
This is how they are trying to outflank the Russians. Eventually they'll surround Russia.
That's right. They want to surround Russia.
Yeah.
China would be hard though.
Oh, big Riley Park.
Mediterranean is a German lake.
Hey, I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. And?
So, otherwise it's an empty room. There is...
And the German professor said? Commercial.
In the commercial.
No, the power goes out. No, the TV fries. Damn it. Always happens.
Okay, so there's a book on the table also.
Book on the table.
Okay.
What is it? Is it open?
No.
Is there a bookmark?
No.
Earmark?
No.
What is it? A book?
So basically it looks like a book that has where someone's writing down the phone messages.
Okay. Check it out. It's
so
in German.
No, it's in English. So it's got, date and time, and then so stuff like
a lost book.
Number 77 reports that Bill Bloom and the IRA are willing to pay 40 G's for the Stingers. And, number 652 suggests a dinner for his friend. The Candyman reports that we see the Christmas presents we sent.
Wow.
And there's also like a little message flashing in the answering machine.
Cryptic. Let's play the answering machine.
Click. This is number 770 at 2:42 p.m. Our boys need 16 more Stingers. Click.
So I'll save that message. So let's act like we've never been here. We see the surveillance this place.
Okay.
Because no one's here, right? Right now?
Sure, nobody's here.
Do you recognize the voice?
No, it's just some...
Are you sure? We meet a lot
person.
Of people.
Typical thug-sounding guy.
He's not a thug.
They're all thugs.
So we should surveillance this place.
Okay.
Nothing else in this room? Can you search? Search TV? Search an answering machine.
Else?
Search a book.
Nope, nothing else.
Okay. Go outside and keep watch.
Yeah. What else can we do?
So how do you actually keep watch in the apartment or in the front
door? It's a complex.
Yeah.
Apartment complex.
It's like a small apartment building.
And where's the
apartment.
Where's your apartment?
It's a...
Does that have a window facing out or is it like...
It's an indoor hallway.
Okay.
The apartment does have windows facing out the street. Or the street.
Is there another apartment on opposite the hallway?
Yeah.
Is that occupied? Knock on the door?
Yeah.
Knock on the door?
Knock. Let's see. Who opens it?
Brainiac! What are you doing here?
God damn it, you always find me! No. Little kid opens up. Oh, it's Rad!
Hi, little kid.
It's a flamey lady.
She's spooky. And white. Blocking the whole hallway. Pulling random down. okay, so hi. Do you live here?
Yeah.
What's your name? Yeah? Of course, ask her name.
Timmy.
Little Timmy. Timmy. Do you know who your neighbor is across the hallway here? Have you seen anyone like going out of this door?
Sometimes there's a man.
Oh. What does he, do you know what he looks like? How he dresses?
He's just like a grown up.
with you know, blonde hair.
It's Riff.
Kind of young.
Riff.
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
Younger than my parents.
Oh, okay. Damn, how are we gonna keep watching? We can't really
stay inside and wait for somebody to come in.
In the apartment?
Yeah.
You could do that.
Just keep out of sight from the window so they don't see us inside.
So that's the only person you're seeing? Going in and out? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only person I've noticed.
Oh, okay. Alright, thanks.
Okay. Can I have an hour now?
Sure. Wow, he must still remember me. I'm so touched.
Who's that? He's got a
red comic book.
Yeah, like an old red comic book.
That comic book?
Yeah.
Of real life superheroes back then?
Well, your mythical adventure.
Oh, man. Oh, it must be those books I put out. Oh, I probably put out comics later.
Yeah.
Comics
later. Or showman's book.
Yeah. All right. So, sure, I'll sign it. To Timmy. Good night. Okay, cool.
Okay.
You want to stay in the apartment? I was thinking of watching the place. When someone comes in and leaves, then we follow him to the real headquarters. Because this is obvious on it, right?
Alright,
or we can...
Not quite yet.
The other way to do is stay in here, capture him, question him. But I don't know. We're not very good at questioning. Well,
sometimes you are, sometimes you're not.
Sometimes, yeah. It's all random for some reason.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I call it fate.
Fate. So, which way do you want to do it? Either way is fine. I mean,
we're not very sneaky.
No, we're not.
I say we just grab it.
Okay. You want all staying here, or one of us can stay outside by the window?
General, I mean, we shouldn't all stay in here.
So who wants to stay outside?
I don't know what we're doing.
We're trying to decide how to trying to decide if we should stay in the apartment or stay outside and
surveillance.
Watch for lost my train of thought.
We're gonna wait for the guy to come in and pick up the messages.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
You have to back up a little bit. Whose apartment? I left.
The apartment with the answering machine? Were you here for that?
No.
Really?
With a TV?
No, I guess you missed that part.
The book?
No, okay.
Totally. Can I ask you what I missed?
So, you don't remember the flat you guys were going to?
Yes, there was...
Okay, well, so that was an empty apartment.
Louis gave you an address.
Right. Well, basically, yeah.
Yeah? That was the last thing you remember?
Alright, so that's an empty apartment with an answering machine.
Okay. Got it.
And it looks like someone comes in periodically and gets the messages from the answering machine.
Right, so we're going to take out this apartment.
Right, so we're deciding
that's
how to do it.
Yeah.
Either we can stay inside, wait for someone to come in and grab him, or way outside and follow him to the real headquarters. Well, we're not very sneaky.
If we're gonna follow them, then we can't be inside their apartment, obviously.
Right, right. So we're deciding one or the other.
Well, so you're talking to the kid on the other side of the hallway.
Yeah, we were talking to the kid on the other side of the hallway.
Is he homeless?
Ironically, that is the secret.
That's what?
The secret place is the apartment on the other side of the hallway.
Yeah.
Well,
we missed it.
We could just nab the guy that comes to the messages.
Right.
That's one of the options, yes.
Attempt the question and failed, we'll just hang out there and nab the next guy that comes for messages.
That may not work, but sure, we can try that.
Our unlimited supply of people.
I'm sure they won't be suspicious. They won't be suspicious. He's probably thinking of
dumb. Somebody else out. I'm telling you, we can take out their entire organization without leaving this room.
Good point. Let's do that. Peter has a point, I say.
Not a good point.
A dumb one. But, So stay in, I guess.
Alright. So you're going to stay in the kid's apartment?
I don't think we're going to. Well,
no.
I mean, I guess we could call her back.
The apartment
where
airborne.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're going to stay in the empty apartment?
Yeah, because someone comes in, we
like
have
the bathroom.
I think sending Donald to follow him might be a bad idea. You know, wreaths and flame might be difficult.
I'll hang out inside the apartment.
Any of us can follow them, because they're human. Normal human, hopefully. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We're not very sneaky. I'm sure they'll notice someone flying behind them.
Yeah, I mean, it's based on your deck.
Alright, whatever. We'll stay in.
I got good deck. I don't know. Alright, we could try to follow him. I got good deck.
Well, I guess we could try to follow him, because if we lose him, we can just come back here and wait another day for them to come check their messages again.
Alright, you want to try that?
We'll grab him that time.
Yeah, he did.
As long as he doesn't find
him. Does the messages have anything interesting?
No. Not really.
A lot of code words.
Yeah. Some critical information that we don't know.
12 monkeys.
12 monkeys?
You remember 12 monkeys?
Seen it. Don't remember anything.
Bruce Willis.
No.
Brad Pitt.
It was a random answer crazy machine.
Who's the bad guy?
In a, I think a, not a laundry mat. Dry cleaner.
It was Pitt.
It was.
There were seven actually
the path on.
No, it was. It was Pitt. His name. Yeah, it was Pitt.
Bruce Willis is the one that was crazy.
No.
Or he thought, everybody thought he was crazy, right, or something.
He came back.
Yeah. Every time he jumped forward
to stop some madness.
Ended up being
yeah,
the same
guy on Brad Pitt,
didn't he?
No, Pitt's the one that actually does it or tries to do it. But
Brad
he may
the
have
crazy son of some rich guy.
Yeah, he may have a hand
his,
in
his brother's actually the one that releases the virus.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those ironic things where he went back in time to stop it and ended up starting. Yeah, because he like influenced Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he might have influenced Brad Pitt to do it.
Even the idea or something.
Well, that...
yeah, I think that's
they
it.
Were using,
I think that's
they were
it.
Using an answering machine to send messages to the future, and on the answering machine, they gave the wrong information, which caused the whole problem.
Ah, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I brought it up. Answering machine.
Okay.
Who was the girl?
Was the girl in the movie?
I don't remember who the girl was.
Check it out.
Candy McDowell or something?
Check it.
No,
check
whatever.
It. Check it.
Alright, so we're going to try to follow him. This is what we do all the time.
Check it.
I've got it.
That's how I use up time.
Yeah, okay. So we wait outside, I guess.
So you're going to wait outside the apartment?
Yeah, we're going to wait outside, see who shows up, and then follow him.
Outside of me, like in the street, or?
We can have, like
on the
guys.
Roof or something.
So one of us can, like, stay by the window. One of us can stay out front. One of us can, like, go on top.
Okay.
So we're waiting for a blonde guy. Whoever's
okay
by the window will know exactly who it is.
Yep.
Madeline Stowe.
Madeline Stowe. Okay.
Okay. So after, you know...
Well, I remember now. Brad Pitt was just crazy. He wasn't actually the bad guy. It was his brother that was the bad guy. They thought Brad Pitt was the bad guy, but he wasn't the bad guy. It turns out he was just straight crazy. And that his brother is the same.
Right, okay, yeah, I remember. He was just doing a protest, right, at the end or something. And then his brother had the virus.
They released,
right.
They released animals from the zoo. That
right,
was
right,
the
right.
protest.
Okay, yeah.
And then Bruce Willis ended up helping him.
Yeah.
Helping the bad guy, right.
Yeah.
I remember now. Okay. Whatever. So.
Yeah, Christopher Plummer played the real bad guy.
Who?
Christopher Plummer.
Oh, okay. Sound the music guy.
Anyway.
He's the sound of music guy.
You
he's the,
yeah,
the
yeah.
whatever, colonel, or... He's the father.
Really?
Christopher Plummer?
On Trap?
Yeah.
That was Christopher Plummer?
Yeah.
On Trap.
Wow. I guess I don't know what Christopher Plummer looks like.
He's very old now.
He also plays, what's his name, Star Trek?
Yeah, he looks
Six.
Klingon. Or something.
Yeah, Klingon guy. Right? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, was he the Shakespeare Klingon?
Yeah, Shakespeare Klingon.
Long but then he gets a lot of makeup on, so once again, I don't know what he looks
like. Now you know, right? Sound of Music?
Yeah, I remember the Sound of Music, but I sort of remember about that. Okay.
He was young then.
Alright, so a... So eventually, a blonde, you know.
Is it Riff? Is it Riff? It's
a
traitor.
Riff's twin brother.
Rat.
Rufus. So there's a guy who walks in, you know, gets the mystery answer machine, and then since you guys don't stop him, he leaves and walks away.
Okay, we try to follow him.
We try to follow him.
So who will try to follow him?
Let's see.
Or do we all try to follow him?
That's probably a bad idea. What, we should take turns following the eye. Where's the eye?
Does it really matter? Because if he stops one flying person, does it really matter?
Now I was thinking, one of us can fly, one of us can walk, one of us can swim.
You're all wearing your uniform.
Swim.
Once again. Does it matter once he sees a costume super freak?
Yep.
He looks old now.
Who's that?
I don't remember the 12 Monkeys very well.
Excellent. Okay. Alright. Banana looks like. Because he just looks like another old man.
Yeah.
Okay, so he doesn't spot you.
Amazing.
He's only human. And eventually he goes to a, looks like a, another apartment where he lives.
Great. Okay, now we have him in question.
And he goes inside.
Following him.
So while we're all following him, the real guy is like
it's in a farmer complex, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So he eventually goes to his apartment. So do you nab him just as he's opening the door? Or do you wait a bit?
Let's just get him now. When he's opening the door. No point in him going in and getting his big gun.
Sure.
Hello, Mr.
Anderson. Mr. Man?
Mr. Anderson. I speak slowly. You're a virus.
He gives up. Don't kill me. He doesn't say that. But he doesn't give up. He doesn't try to fight you guys.
Wow, that was
not three freaking heroes.
If he had an energy weapon and armor, that's a different story.
That would be. Well.
Then he'd be overconfident.
Yeah. Doubt it. Yeah. Well, maybe. Who knows? Alright. So, spill it.
Spill what?
Spill the conclave. Where are they? Why do they want us dead? I don't want to be dead.
Who's the conclave?
I'm too young.
Where
to
is the conclave?
Since Darkling's doing all the talking.
Great. Cookie little girl. Do it. Do him. And we watch. You do him, we watch.
I tell what you're talking about.
Oh, actually, he says calmly. Looky Louie's boy screwed up again.
Yeah, they're not very lucky.
Okay, so you can make an interrogation. And he's got a. Blue place, drop point.
Is he hostile?
Watkins, you need an 11.
Zero.
Now it's time for the high roll.
Yeah.
Hey, quit hitting the dice, Cat. I need to read them before you go swap.
Have your chance.
And so 36.
Aha!
You hear that?
A 6?
36.
Oh, 36. You bastard. You beat me by 2 points.
You can beat him, sure. You're on the other side now.
Yeah.
Call her a cheater. Cheater! Cheater!
I wipe my ass. Roll up. Rolled up.
Okay, let's see.
Let me tell you,
roll up.
Your ass is now gone. You wiped it so well. That's why you have no genitalia.
See, my superiors wanted you guys roped out because of some damage you have done in the past. I don't really know how much more. There's supposed to be some kind of big operation going down in this area soon.
In the past?
Maybe it has something to do with that. I can't tell you anything else. This is only the fifth issue. How many adventures?
I haven't been around long enough to have enemies.
How far back, I say? Oh, I know who does this.
Another one of your arch enemies?
No, this could be the company that had that lab thing in the sea. Right? We never found out who the company was.
I suppose that's possible.
Well, I mean, assuming it's from this campaign. Or it could be from the last 140 years. Who knows? I lose track of these supervillains.
You need to keep track better.
140 years, man.
So the conflict concerns itself chiefly with arms sales. We sell to terrorists, revolutionaries, you name it. The business is rather lucrative.
Oh, really? They hiring?
I don't know who's on top of the organization. Whoever it is, he's going crazy. I think that the Conclave's leadership has more on his mind to make a quick fuck.
He's a brainiac.
Could
be the ultra humanite.
You know, I've wanted out of this operation for my own reasons for some time now.
Now's your chance.
I'll tell you what. If you let me walk, I'll show you where the Conclave's local base of operations is located. And the rest is up to you. That way, the boys further up the line will think that you guys took me out and won't come looking for me. What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds fair to me.
What about Peter Pan? Aren't you going to say something?
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay, let's do that.
But I think he says kill him now.
Kill him.
After all, you're just a little fish. You want a big fish.
Have you seen that?
A big fish?
Any good?
No, I want to see it.
I don't know. The commercials make it look kind of weird.
It is kind of weird, I think.
I think they're a little weird.
It's supposed to be weird.
No, so it's just with the scissors.
Yeah. And it's going to be really dark.
Yeah, dark and gritty. Well, dark and surrealistic.
Well, you know, there's that guy from Moulin Rouge.
So he does.
That's the greatest movie ever, right? Ever? You know they're showing that on like VH1 continuously now.
Really? Moulin Rouge?
Yeah.
Thank God I don't get VH1.
And I watch it every single time. I have watched it once. Because I missed the first 15 minutes. It's actually critical. First 15 minutes.
Yeah,
really?
Well, yeah. It's, it sets it up.
It does set up a lot of things.
Yeah.
I've seen the first 15 minutes, and it doesn't help the movie.
It sets the tone for the whole movie.
No, I saw it. I mean, I thought it helped a lot.
Was that unconscious Argentinian father's roof?
Yeah.
It makes it into, at least it sucks less. At least the pot makes sense.
Yeah.
Even though the music sucks, still.
I just thank God somebody called me and had at least the theater to talk to them.
Cat's going crazy.
Hey, Ewan McGregor.
He's actually the nephew of,
Uncle McGregor?
No.
Alec Guinness?
Yeah, I think it was Alec Guinness.
He's actually Obi-Wan Kenobi's nephew?
Yeah, because I looked it up sometime before. Check IMDb. It's on there.
Wow, that'd be weird.
Like Star Wars, like trivia or something like that. He's actually the nephew of... Oh, no. It's the nephew of Wedge.
He's the nephew of Wedge.
Yeah, Wedge.
Yeah, it's not quite
as impressive. Not quite as impressive.
Yeah, not three. That's
no, Wedge said, I can't stay with you guys.
Wedge was in all three movies, I'll give you that.
Really?
Yeah. But so was Luke.
Wedge survived.
So did Luke. He was in all three movies.
Obi-Wan didn't even survive.
But he was in all three movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, which one of those series of books?
Yep.
Obi-Wan had nothing.
I read some of them.
Nothing.
Well, now he does. Now that he's young.
No, that's true. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Wedge.
Young Obi-Wan Kenobi Chronicles. The young Indiana Jones.
When he was a kid, he was called Wedgie.
Yeah, sucks, huh?
I like those.
Yeah, right.
Like these young Indians from World War One.
Who was
the young Indian on the TV show?
Sean Patrick Senator, the teenager, and then they have to
look at River Phoenix?
No,
he was too dead.
He was too dead. He was a little too dead to play the part.
Yeah, a little dead to play the part.
You could have dug him out. I'm sure they could have made special effects to compensate for his deadness.
Oh, he was a damn fine actor. If anybody could pull it off, Ruben Phoenix did.
Special effects, man.
I got Ewan McGregor. I'm looking at his mini biography. Is there usually a trivia section?
No. Star Wars, check the, I think there was like,
Episode 1 or Episode
2? Episode, which, 1, I guess.
Episode 1 trivia?
Yeah.
Okay, here I got it. Ewan says that he was inspired to get into the show business by his uncle, Dennis Lawson. Lawson played Wes Antilles in Episode 4 and 6 of Star Wars.
The first Star Wars movie.
They said something. I think
what did you
the
say?
Answer.
What did you say?
Ewan says he was inspired to get into show business by his uncle, actor Dennis Lawson. Lawson played Wedge Antilles in Enterprise on Episode 4 through 6 of Star Wars.
Right. Yeah, we got it. Okay. Yeah.
Nephew.
It's on there.
McGregor said, my famous uncle is an actor, so I should be an actor.
Yeah. He's famous. He's Wedge, man.
Wedge?
Well, Wedge had better be more than just those three freaking movies.
He probably did. Check his name.
He's probably dead. He is old. 47.
No, I said he probably did. Check his name.
He's only 4 years younger than my father.
I said he probably did make more than those three movies.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it. He made... Wow, that's a lot of movies.
Uh-huh.
Yes. 38 movies.
That's pretty good.
Here you go.
Merchants of Venice, Rock Follies, Man in an Iron Mask, Providence, Rock Follies. Okay, there's multiple Rock Follies, whatever the hell that is.
Probably some weird British movie.
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Time Watch, Local Hero. He was in Local Hero? That's a great movie.
The John Ritter one?
John Ritter? Local? No, that was, what's that guy? Fuck, what's his name? You haven't remembered.
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so where's the conclave?
Mira Sorvino?
The conclave safe house is located in an old abandoned warehouse. About 14 miles from the city.
It's always a warehouse. God damn, that's just cool. They just destroy all abandoned warehouses, sir.
You can't miss it. Be careful, though. See, the whole place is calling with the best automated defenses that many people have.
I remember it.
Unless you're wearing a ring like mine, you'll trip up every alarm and trap in the place.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the ring.
Now, I'd like you guys to come back with me and, you already know this place. You should trash my place with a concrete pig which feels like you got through. Then I'm out of here.
All right, and we'd like to rank you.
Okay.
So let's go trash this place.
It's right here. I trashed the place.
Woohoo!
I did a real good job. Make some human imprint poles through walls.
Look, a little goose. I need a large little goose.
Huge hand.
I pick up Rad and I throw him down the wall.
No, not large. Heavy. Oh, wait.
I pick up Rad.
Why? Why?
Throw him through a wall.
Is there any good way to put this?
Sure, you do that. That doesn't really hurt him.
Wide, large, heavy, what else? Good way to put this. Come on.
A good way to put this. About Local Hero.
I pick him up by the ankles and I swing him around to trash the room. This is kind of fun.
Seems like an odd plan.
I don't know why she's doing this. Kiss these days, you know.
You think maybe she's getting mad at you?
Why is that?
I don't know. Please make a roll.
Great. Just great.
in case she doesn't like being called big and heavy.
I didn't call her big and heavy. I did. My character did not.
It's all in your attitude. The body language. All the body language.
I like doing this.
No wonder
you! I kill you!
What do I do? You're conscious. You don't actually... You know, once you think about it, you're like, oh, I guess you have been making some comments. You haven't actually noticed because it's almost unconscious. But you might go. We can call this.
Oh, I only mean large.
There's a wall left.
Okay, that's a good way to put this. Maybe I should just, you know, not say anything. Okay. Oh, just your breasts. How's that? Oh, I mean, that's not good. Oh, your hip? No, not hip.
I grabbed the ring and I head for the warehouse.
All right, we'll go to the warehouse.
All right.
I better be getting points for this.
You are. Now you realize, even, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Even though you didn't realize you were saying it?
Yeah.
Now that you think about it?
Did I say that out loud? I'm like, awesome powers.
What do you mean to me?
2/3. Oh, sorry, wait. I just can't stop. I'll go to warehouse.
Suppose a team leader, you sure aren't a very nice guy.
I am. I'm a nice guy. I don't know. I don't understand what happened.
Who made him the team leader? Wait a minute here.
Hey, it's written on my sheet.
Yeah.
I'm older than he is.
No, you're
not. But you were gone for
a little kid. You're a little kid.
It doesn't matter. I'm older.
He's been around. He's got the experience.
Yeah, but you're dumb, too. You're dumb.
Let's face it, you just let him get it.
I won't get the points of not being smart.
Hey, you can't even
all
read.
I'm saying, I'm older than both. I can't see. You're saying I can't be leader because I can't read.
Could be.
Yeah, you failed this exam.
The leadership exam.
I can tutor you. I'm only learning how to read too.
Wait, why don't you go to school with her?
Learning?
Go to school.
I don't know English.
Alright.
You should go to school next semester.
What? School?
Peter Pan went to school.
Didn't he alert it to school?
It's the reason I don't know how to read is because